Since the beginning of this year, there's been 4 criminal acts at the Stevens Creek facility in Yellowstone National Park. This facility is the central hub for the management of the Yellowstone Park bison herd. Bison, or buffalo, once roamed the American plains in the millions, but today about 4,200 exist. Wyoming Public Radio's Camila Kadelska has more.
2 of the recent incidents involved members of the Wild Buffalo Defense Group blocking access to the Stevens Creek facility. That's the site where bison are captured and shipped live to tribes or to facilities to be slaughtered. Jack Tripper is a member of the group, and he says they're hoping this will raise awareness to end the current management of the Yellowstone Park bison herd and allow the animals to roam free.
Ultimately, I think what we're saying is that actual management of the buffalo would shift more to some sort of tribal council rather than the conglomeration of national park and state entities.
The controversy here is how bison have been managed. One program holds the animals for at least 2 years in order to ensure that they are free of brucellosis before the animals are shipped to tribal or public land. Brucellosis is a disease that can cause livestock to miscarry. Groups argue that holding them domesticates the wild animal. And recently, over 100 bison were illegally freed from a quarantine pen to stop this practice. Dan Wink, the superintendent of Yellowstone National Park, says the quarantine program allows fewer animals to be slaughtered in the long run. He says releasing the bison was a bad idea.
Mm-hmm. I think it was short-sighted. I mean, if their goal is to get bison, if everyone's goal is to get bison on a wider landscape in the West.
Currently, the Yellowstone herd is managed by the Interagency Bison Management Plan, or IBMP, which includes state, federal, and tribal agencies. Their 2 main goals are to maintain a wild, free-ranging bison population of around 3,000 and to reduce the risk of brucellosis transmission from bison to cattle. But Wink says this isn't as easy as it seems.
Managing any wildlife in modern society is different than it was in the 1800s. There's a lot of competition. I think there's competition for grass between wildlife and stock growers. That, I think, plays into it.
The IBMP was also a compromise to Montana's lawsuit over bison migrating out of the park with the chance of transmitting brucellosis to their cattle. Mike Honeycott of the Montana Livestock Department admits there hasn't been a documented case of brucellosis transmission from bison to cattle, but he says the U.S. and international fear of brucellosis can harm the ability of Montana producers to sell their product.
And with that comes potential for restrictions and some might even say sanctions that have great economic benefit to the state of Montana.
Honeycott and Wank think the quarantine program and tribal and treaty hunts outside of the park should be able to manage the population and reduce lethal culling of the herd. Tom McDonald is the division manager of wildlife for the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes located in Montana. He agrees that hunting should be a primary long-term tool, but there's a limiting factor.
If you didn't have a park boundary, you just had this polygon, and hunting was available over the entire landscape that bison tread upon, no, there wouldn't be an administrative slaughter at all or a harvest. It would be completely done by hunting, no doubt.
Wank says hunting in the park will never be an option.
You know, we would certainly fight that. I mean, hunting within the boundaries of Yellowstone National Park would certainly that would be probably an issue that would have worldwide attention.
No matter the details of terms, the IBMP agencies agree they want to reduce the number of bison slaughtered. While some think this is a step forward, Jack Tripper of the Wild Buffalo Defense Group wants to stop the capture program and won't stop until buffalo are allowed to expand naturally in the landscape. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Camila Kadelska from the Center of the West in Cody.